7:31 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
I guess I could have done Third Eye Blind too, right?
Joining us right now from BaltimoreSun.com, Jacob Calvin Meyer. What's up, Jacob?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Doing well, man. We were talking a little bit earlier. This offense of the Baltimore Orioles, very, very inconsistent. And these guys said they were watching the Nesson broadcast last night, and Kevin Youkilis made a comment. He doesn't know what these guys are swinging at, and I echo those sentiments. I've been saying that now for about a month.
Yeah, well, one of the challenging things, again, I know you can't blame everything on the injuries, but I think for the first 4 months of the season, you would have said that Jordan Westberg might be the guy that consistently takes the best at-bats on this team.
Yeah.
And then in August, you would have said that was Ramon Urias, and he's not in this lineup either. And Ryan Mountcastle was leading the team in doubles before he got hurt. And so you take out three great guys in the lineup, the guys that were performing, and you replace them with other people, that makes things more challenging. And then you add on top of it that Adley isn't playing the way that he normally does, and you know, it's really been a struggle for these guys. And I know there's a lot of hoopla about last night and decisions made late in the game, but man, they were going to lose that game either way. And the fact that game was in extra innings, and that some of these games are so close, even the wins that they have, most of them are super close. It's just not. It's been tough sledding here, and I don't. I think a lot of people are wondering how they get out of this, and I honestly don't know if anybody has that answer.
Well, I guess a lot of this, their success might depend on how healthy they get before the playoffs start. They're going to be in the postseason. What are your thoughts on who they get back? Because it sounds like Kalum, Webb, Grayson Rodriguez, and maybe Westberg's the one that I'm not quite sure of how long it takes him to get back and get his at-bats and everything. What are you hearing, Jacob?
Yeah, well, they are going to be in the postseason, to be clear. But I will say, you know, they're 7.5 games up on the Tigers, and they have 6 games left against them. The Tigers are the first team out of the playoffs. Like, this would be like an epic collapse, and it's not going to happen, to be clear. But I'll say this, in that they're the first wild card right now. They're 3 games up on Kansas City. It's not out of the realm of possibility that they slip to the second or third wild card, and that's a big disadvantage, because then you have to go – they would go from being on the road the last 2 series of the season to then starting the postseason on the road in a wild card series. And if they win that, then they would start the ALDS on the road. And so, you know, they got to – I know they're going to make the playoffs, but they kind of got to lock it in here so that they at least get the top wild card spot. When it comes to the injuries – again, they're threading a really tight needle here. I actually think that it seems to be more positive for the pitchers than it does for the hitters, which is, I think a couple of weeks ago, people would have thought the opposite. It looks like Jacob Webb might be back this weekend or next week. Danny Coulomb could be back next week too. He had a rehab. He's out on a rehab assignment. So is Jacob Webb. Adding Coulomb back would be massive. I mean, he is Brandon Hyde, Swiss Army knife in the back end of the bullpen.
Yes, he is.
You could see him come in the 6th inning with 2 guys on base in a big spot. You could see him come in the 8th inning against the heart of the order, because that's the most important part of the game. Or you could even see him come in the 9th against the lefty pocket. And so that's big. Jacob Webb is somebody who's platoon neutral, which means he's just as good against righties as he is against lefties, which this bullpen is desperately missing. And so if he can come back, that's big. But with Westberg, it looks like he just started swinging a bat yesterday, but not hitting baseballs. And so for him, it's like, gosh, if he's not even hitting baseballs yet, what's the timeline for him to go out on a rehab assignment and come back? And Mountcastle too, it seems like he would be back after just 15 days or after just 10 days on the IL. And now it's like, oh, let's hope he's back by the end of the season. And so for the position player side of things, if they can get a couple of those guys back by the end of the regular season, I think that would be fortunate. But it wouldn't surprise me if one or two of these guys bleed into the postseason, and then you're looking at, okay, they're not going to be there for the wild card series, but maybe for the ALDS.
Here with Jacob Calvin Meyer, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Jacob, my big concern, huge concern, regardless of who comes back and everything, maybe who comes back affects this, impacts this, though, as I said, is defense. Outfield defense, I'm okay with. The infield defense has been bad this year, especially up the middle. Very inconsistent, and we saw that last night. If Jackson Holliday makes that out there, then all of a sudden Keegan Aiken has 2 outs with a runner in scoring position, and you and I both know you pitch completely different in that situation.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about, again, people talking about walking O'Neill and all that stuff. That the calculus all changes with everything if there's a second out there instead of one out. Yeah, listen, I don't think there's any need to, like, rag on the 20-year-old Jackson Holliday. You know, like, mistakes are going to happen. He's playing a new position this year. It's his first year really playing second base. He's actually I actually think he's looked better at kind of every week playing second base than when he first came up. It looked a little shaky there, and I thought he's looked better there. But, no, listen, Jordan Westberg was, at worst, a steady, consistent defender, and at best, especially at third base, a really plus defender at third base. And so you take him away. I know Ramon's defense hasn't been great this season, but you know, a former Gold Glove winner is on the IL. And then Ryan Mountcastle is going to be a finalist for the Gold Glove Award again in the American League. And I think you started to see Ryan O'Hearn, who is a fine first baseman, especially when he's not playing there every day. But I think you've started to see the value of Ryan Mountcastle's defense since he's been out and not playing there every day. And so you lose those guys, and it's like, okay, then the defense does, especially on the infield, does look sort of thin.
JCM, I might be on this island. It might be Kramer Island. I saw you tweeted out his stats from his last, five or six starts. I'm one of the few that would rather see Albert Suarez in the bullpen. I think it makes his team better, and you can use him on a daily basis, as opposed to wondering if you're going to pull him early if things get out of hand, he gets a couple of runners on. I understand how good he's been, but I think this team's better with Grayson coming back, and if you have to go to a four-starter, going to Kramer and Suarez in the bullpen. Tell me why I'm an idiot.
Kramer Island, that sounds like a Seinfeld episode or something.
It could be. if you want to go there.
Let me know if you're an idiot. Not on this topic, I don't think. I think there might be others, of course.
I appreciate that.
no, I think one of the actually, I think one of the more disappointing things of the season with all the starting pitching injuries is that they were never really given an opportunity to put Albert Suarez in the bullpen for a long stretch of time and to see what that looks like and to see what he maybe looks like in a one or two inning stint consistently. They last put him in the bullpen in like early August, and then another injury crops up and he's got to be put back in the rotation, and he's been outstanding. I would agree with you, generally speaking, that the best way to move these chess pieces is to have Kramer as your, you know, quote unquote number four starter and Suarez in the bullpen. One thing to note is that if you win the division, you don't need a number four starter in the ALDS like they did last year because of the off days during the ALDS. And then even if you're a wild card team, if you sweep the wild card series, if you win the first two games, then you still don't need a fourth starter in the ALDS. You'll only need a fourth starter in the ALDS if you are a wild card team and you play three games in the wild card series and then go to the ALDS. So you don't really need a fourth starter in theory until you get to the ALCS. And so it might be something where both Kramer and Suarez are in the pen in the ALDS, and then they kind of figure out when they get there. And then this last thing is, like, when it comes to postseason, like, these guys are going to go two times through the order, and then they're just going to bullpen it, and that's just the way this works in the postseason.
There he is, Jacob Calvin-Meyer. Thanks a lot, Jacob.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it, man.